This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Well, hello, beautiful.
Holy caffeine!
It's the world's greatest super friends.
Ronnie and Aaron.
Faster than a streak of lightning.
A DC Comics podcast.
Absolute.
Tell me something, my friend. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Yeah, sure, why not?
I'm Batman. I'm Batman.
Batman.
He's a hipster.
The Flash, world's fastest human.
I mean, I grew up with Wally West.
Think about the future.
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
Dude, you're a dumbass.
You are foolish.
Ooh.
DC Absolute.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is. It's just like, it doesn't make sense.
I've been thinking about this whole thing. This whole Batman discussion. Okay?
Okay.
There's a group of our circle of friends that don't really care for it. There's a group of our circle of friends that like it. And that... But it seems like the majority of the rest of the world, it's not really that cut and dry. Like, there's gray area.
Okay.
You know, there's not a million people that love it and then a million people that don't love it. There's people that love parts of it, and there's people that really love it, and then there's people that don't like it at all.
Okay. So are you talking specifically about the Catwoman thing or about this run in general?
Like Tom King's Batman run, period. Just overall, since Rebirth started. We can even, I mean, it's even, because I think it's Batman in general in Rebirth. And just not Tom King's run in Batman.
Okay, so you're talking Justice League, Detective.
Yeah.
Like everything. Okay. Yeah.
Because for me, like when we did our initial Rebirth episode, the first two, three maybe, Batman issues, I wasn't digging at all. Like, at all. I trashed it, you know, and it has nothing to do with, you know, us being friends with Daryl, who's friends with Tom, or even me being my name in Batman 25, right?
'Cause right.
It's just, I wanted us to have a civil conversation, the reasons why you don't like it, the reasons why I do like it, what I see things going. And okay. I know you're like two issues behind because you haven't read it.
No, I'm like four now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but that's fine. But like even the Batman in Watchmen.
Okay.
Seem like it's. So at the beginning, we'll start at the beginning. How about that? Instead of randomly start somewhere and just go off on it. But like the first three issues.
Well, before you even get to the first three issues, if we're going to the whole Rebirth thing, what about the Rebirth one-shot?
Yeah. Okay.
What did you think? It's been a while since I've read it, but what do you think of, you know, like the Batman stuff in there?
I thought it was fine. I enjoyed it.
Right.
But that wasn't necessarily... Well, I guess to me that was more setting up Doomsday Clock,
right?
Batman, and not Batman proper title, I guess.
Okay.
But it also was setting up Detective, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Those two, he was setting, or it was pretty much laying the table for that, for Detective and for Doomsday Clock, I feel. And not so much Batman proper issue or book. See, you have a problem saying episodes and issues, and I have problems
all the time.
Issues and books.
Yeah.
But so like for me, I think it was the change the initial, because you know us nerds like hate change. I mean, just look at Twitter any time of the day and somebody's screaming about something in a comic book, right?
Yeah, pretty much. That's what we do best.
But like for me, in the first three issues where I wasn't connecting with it, I think it was Tom's writing of the direction that he was going and the mindset that he was going with this Batman.
Well, what's funny, if you remember, I was one of the few people that really liked the first couple issues of Batman.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I thought, I mean, I know a bunch of people were complaining about like him on the plane basically willing to sacrifice himself.
Yeah, right.
But I thought at the time, reading it, it made sense because you're like, okay, here you have, you know, this guy who did lose his parents at a young age, and he's always kind of lived his life on the edge of sanity, for lack of better.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. 'Cause he really hasn't had that authority figure.
Well, I mean, he's had Alfred.
Yeah, but Alfred has basically, like, from my point of view, Alfred's been like his aide, I guess, or his employee, because he hasn't really like told him. And because like when you're a little kid and you're struggling with it, Alfred could have been like authoritative or a parent type figure. I mean, I'm sure.
See,
Alfred
but cared. I mean, it depends. It depends on what Batman you're reading or watching or whatever, because over the years, Alfred has been different in different.
Yeah. Yes.
Titles and stuff.
Yes, that's correct.
So, you know, I mean, it's hard to know because you haven't really seen it much in this universe yet.
Right.
Right. So. Mm-hmm. But I mean, at the same time, if you have this young kid who is like the heir to this ridiculous fortune, I mean, obviously he tried getting him whatever help and whatever he could after the fact. But if you see, okay, you know, this is what he's doing, you know, and he has made his mind up that he's going to be a vigilante, or he's going to, you know, try and prevent anything like this happening to anyone ever again. I mean, what's the only thing you can really do if he's not going to stop? It's, all right, well, I'm going to do my best to make sure that he doesn't get hurt.
Right. But if he's going to, and I'm not disagreeing with you that, yes, there are times and are stories out there that where Alfred is like the father-like figure to him. But it's more of a mentor type, because Alfred is still wearing his butler gear or suit. Right. You know, it's not like Sean Pertwee on Gotham.
I guess. You know, it is weird though. Could you imagine Alfred like hanging around in the house in sweatpants and a t-shirt?
Well, I don't mean it like that. Yeah. Yeah, that would totally be weird, but
yeah, but, you know, from the start of Rebirth, I thought it was interesting that, you know, it was going to go more into, you know, his lack of a relationship with his parents and, like, trying to make them proud of him. You know, like, he's always... I'm trying to remember back to what he was saying.
Sociopath?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, but, I mean, basically, right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, his mask basically is Bruce Wayne. And so he's only doing, like, the parties and having the girls or whatever because that's what the general public needs to see. But, where he's like, more comfortable is...
Says Batman.
Yeah, in the cave trying to figure out stuff.
Right. And from the start where, you know, where you were seeing that, you know, that fractured psyche that he has, I thought that it was an interesting way to jump into the story because it sets up all kinds of, you know, not like mental breaks, but like all kinds of different things that you could see how, you know, his
it would affect
his inner turmoil, and you know how he's dealing with, you know, all the loss in his life and the success in his life and everything else, you know, all mixed together. That, you know, I mean, he feels guilty for being successful because, I mean, I don't know, because he doesn't have his parents around to share, or I mean, he doesn't have a family around to share and everything.
But see, that's even, I still have a hard time, like in the early days, or not early days, but
the earlier runs
or whatever, not really Tom's run right now, but
okay,
like the earlier runs, I still see him not feeling guilty, not feeling normal, everyday human emotions. Like it's been said like 100 times that him and Superman are best friends.
Right.
Right. But I don't think it's best friends like you and me would classify as being best friends. I think Bruce or Batman's idea of a best friend is it's the one that he knows the most, and he can count on him if his plan doesn't fail. Or if plan B and C fails, then he knows that he can call Clark. And they've they've worked together like co-workers so much that they know each other. As to where Clark sees it like everybody else sees the best friend style thing.
But I think that misses a big chunk of what's been going on in Rebirth also. Because if you look at Super Sons, or if you look at Trinity, you know, some of the other books, like it was Trinity, right? At the way beginning when they were kind of having the dinner party on the farm.
Yeah.
If you look at that, or you look at how in Super Sons, you know, the two of them have been dealing with the kids, you see though that there is more of a friendship than what you're alluding to. But it's not just Bruce being like, oh, well, you know, I'm comfortable around him, so I'll let him hang out with me. And, like, you can see that he actually enjoys being there.
Maybe. But see, like, the issue that you really hate, the Super Friends issue, where it's basically them going on a double date and Selina and Lois getting to meet each other.
Yeah.
But you can see Batman's response there is like, well, he knows. Or, you know, why do I have to call Clark? That type of thing. As to where it's more shut off-y. As to where, like, Clark is doing the same thing, kind of. But his is more like, well, it's his day. It's his announcement. He should be calling me instead of me going out for him. You see what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
No, it makes sense.
So, I mean, to me, I think it's always been there. And that's what I'm enjoying about this run so much, is that we're detaching from the everyday sociopath Batman that didn't have feelings. And we're exploring that because of the trauma and stuff that is happening now.
And I get that. But that's not, like, for me, I don't want Batman to fill the void that's been left by his parents, because that makes him not Batman.
Well, right.
You know, like the whole thing with Selina, the relationship, and apparently they're getting married in issue 50. You know, whatever, you know, if it does happen, doesn't happen, whatever. It makes him not Batman to be happy or seemingly happy and involved with somebody and now getting married and whatever else, because he's always been the, you know, this is what happened to me. I'm never going to let this happen to another child. I'm not going to let this, like, nothing is going to stop me from doing whatever. And I mean, I have not read the last few issues. The last one I read was the one where they were getting ready for the date, I guess, and they finally met like by the elevator, and that was where it ended. So I don't know if things have changed at all, but Batman hasn't done Batman things in a while. At least, you know, leading up to where I stopped.
That was the table that was set way back when you loved the first three issues, though.
But, see, it's...
Because, like, he had Gotham and Gotham Girl, which I still don't like their names, but I get it. And then you fast forward, and their concept's cool, because every time they use their powers, they die, you know, or die right. A little bit. They have the countdown clock. So that part's cool. Well, I would... Gotham Girl now, because Gotham isn't there anymore. So, like, that emotional Batman, where he didn't even... Well, I guess he influenced them, but he didn't have any initial impact in their training whatsoever.
Right.
And so he finally sees or comes to terms with maybe he ruined their life. And then you skip 2, 3, 4, however many months, issues or whatever. And then he thinks, or everybody thinks, that Dick's gone or Tim's gone.
Right.
Right.
And losing Tim, to me, was the most Batman that Batman has been in Rebirth.
In that detective issue?
Yeah, in that whole storyline, I guess, the Night of the Monster Men. Yeah, right? Yeah. That was after Tim, you know, died, supposedly.
Yeah, got zapped away.
Where that entire story, he goes, listen, I don't care what it takes. This is what we're going to do. Nobody else gets hurt. And that's always been Batman.
Right.
You know, the mission comes first. He's going to do what he needs to do, and he's going to make sure that let nothing happens to anybody.
Right.
And
but
sorry.
No, that's fine.
No, my dogs are barking at the door, so I just muted for a second. But they yeah, like that whole thing, it's all Batman. And then, you know, you jump ahead to, you know, oh, let's go make out on a rooftop. And it's like, well, that's the complete not Batman of Batman.
But you don't really jump ahead, though. I mean, you don't go from him saying enough is enough. My way's not working, so let's try a different way, like what he's right. doing with Duke, which suit sucks, his name sucks, I'm not invested in the character.
Yeah.
But to go all the way to the rooftop, because now it's him emotionally opening up and, okay, well, nothing I've tried up until this point has really worked or been good.
But the thing is, he's missing all of the points of everything that has worked and been good. Even though he might not necessarily see it, Dick turned out okay. Tim turned out okay. Jason, you know.
He turned out okay, but kind of crazy okay.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's the least okay of all of them. Like, you know.
Is he?
But at the same time, he's the most adjusted, even though
I think Damien's like the least. Okay.
Probably.
And now you throw this wedding thing in there, right?
Yeah.
Which I know Damien's on Deathstroke's team coming up in the Justice League, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, and we know how awesome Deathstroke's been.
Yeah.
So it's more like, that's how, because there for a while, Damian and was, that's my dad, or that's Batman, and, you know, whatever, I'm heir to the throne, blah, 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 right?
Right.
And then when Selena got in the picture, so, like, Damian is, what, 12, 13-ish?
Something like that.
So then it's like, okay, well, somebody new's in, and it's not my mom, and I'm already a brat anyway. Right? Because we had that banter outside the Talia's cave or whatever between him and Dick.
Right.
So then, now you're actually going to go through with this, and you're basically being a wimp because now you're getting married and you're not Batman anymore and you're not my dad anymore. So let's go to the next closest thing that fits in my mind, which would be Deathstroke, because you're going out and you're going to get the job done and do things the way it's like a mix between Talia, League of Assassins, and Batman. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I see that.
So but, yes, but I, again, I don't think, yeah, I,
that takes away from Batman being Batman.
Yes, because you've always had that one friend who's fallen in love so much or has tried something so much that they're totally oblivious to everything else.
Not me. I don't have any friends.
Well, okay, besides you, because you're a heartless bastard. But you know what I'm saying? You've had that.
No, I get it.
So, yeah. So you have it in your mind now. Well, not you, but Bruce has it in his mind now that this way isn't working because obviously I just lost Tim. Spoiler quit. What was the other thing? Bluebird isn't coming back or doesn't ever want to come back.
Yeah.
So in his mind is like, okay, well, let's give Selena and I a try. We've had that fling where, you know, I shouldn't bring her home to mom type of romance before. And she's just as damaged as you are. Because you've read all Jokes and Riddles, right?
Yeah.
That was his secret to her, right?
Yeah.
Do you really, honestly, as a Batman fan, think that that was his deepest, darkest secret?
No, of course not.
Okay, so he still has his guards up, but they're not 10 feet high like normal. They're probably 6-8 feet high now, and you can still be oblivious to everything.
Right.
So, yes. There's that oblivious part because he thinks, now he thinks, and you know how obsessive he is, that this way is the right way, and this is what I should be doing. I do love this girl, or woman, whatever.
Yeah.
And this is how it's going to be, and typical Batman Bruce fashion is, this is what I want, everybody else has to deal with it.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, in the last couple issues, has he done Batman stuff, or is it pretty much just been relationship stuff?
Well, the last issue was actual big controversy issue because it was a one shot with him and Wonder Woman. Because I thought you're only 2 issues behind.
No, it's at least 3. I think it's 4.
Because you had the second part of the double date.
Yeah, I didn't read that.
And then you had like the there's a boy that wanted to be Bruce Wayne. And so he wanted to be Bruce Wayne so bad that he had it set up to where he killed his parents in the alley. And he was living with his butler. His butler named Taylor, right? Mr. Taylor. So basically, he was like a deranged little boy that wanted to be Bruce so bad so he can live out the glorious lifestyle of Bruce Wayne.
Okay.
Which Bruce was Bruce in that issue and like tried to help him out and was going to send kids to like scholarships or whatever, like a charity type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he saw like a parent, kids whose parents have died while they were young, like his age when his parents died.
Right.
So, he sets out a charity for them, and one of the boys is this boy that wants to mimic him, but he goes off to like deep end and like sets fakes crime sprees up like Two-Face and whatever. I'm not doing the story justice, but. And then the next issue is him and Wonder Woman. Like, she comes to talk to him, but apparently in this world, off-world, there's a guy that fights these demons away from this portal so they don't get to Earth.
Okay.
All day, every day, all the time. And the Justice League has made a pact that one day a year they would go and give him a break. And so and I think Superman can't go because it's magic based.
Okay.
And so, and time's different in the portal realm. So like where it's an hour here, it's like 1,000 years there or whatever.
Okay.
So the guy just has 24 hours or 12 hours. And so he comes here, and Selina takes him around the town, like, on a they go to a diner, and then he wants to go see his wife, which was weird. But, so you have Wonder Woman, and Bruce that are fighting these demons and whatever that's trying to break the portal, but to them, time's rapidly going faster than what it actually is. Like, on Earth, it's only been, like, 45 minutes. But in the realm, it's been like 1,000 years or 10 years or whatever.
Okay.
And so, like, the book ends where they're face to face. Diana and Bruce are face to face, like they're going to kiss.
But they're 1,000 years old?
Well, they're not 1,000 years old. It's just. Their appearances don't change. It's just the time changes, basically. I don't know how that works either, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, how exactly does time rapidly move forward, but nobody ages?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So, but... I don't... see, you got me off track on that part. I forgot even what my point was.
Well, I was asking if he does Batman-ish stuff.
Well, I guess that Wonder Woman thing would be...
Batman, yeah, I mean, like, fighting the demons sounds Batman-y.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, as Bruce, he sets up the charities and whatever.
Right, but see, like I said, my whole issue is I don't want to see a happy or not even happy. I don't want to see, like, a satisfied Bruce Wayne in a Batman story.
But see, I don't think... On the surface, it might seem that way, but I don't think with somebody like that you can ever be happy.
Right, which is why I said satisfied.
Satisfied even.
You know, it's just it's one of those things where it's just like I don't know. I mean, we've had this conversation so many times, but it's just if I wanted to read. You know, a superhero trying to deal with family, you know, or whatever, I would read more Superman.
Okay.
You know, like,
but
I mean,
would expect that from Superman though.
That's the thing. You don't expect it from Batman, and it's coming all out of nowhere. And it's not what I like about Batman. You know, I mean, even I could take Gordon in the Bat Bunny, you know, because they were still trying to be Batman, even though Bruce, you know, had no idea who he was. And I mean, that ended really weird when he rebooted himself and he's Batman. Like, that made no sense. But like, to me, at least they were attempting to do Batman stuff. And it wasn't like, oh, you know, let's go on a date. Let's, you know, do this. And let's sit in the silhouette of the moon on rooftops. And let's get engaged and let's get married and blah, 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 blah. Like, it that's not why I've ever read Batman. I've read Batman because it's a sociopath with multiple billions of dollars making crazy stuff to prevent complete lunatics from destroying the city that he loves, but he doesn't realize he's sort of destroying the city.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I've always liked Batman. And it's like, this whole run, I mean, look, the art has been fantastic. I mean, all of the artists that have been on it, I mean, I can only think of maybe one or two issues that I was like, yeah, you know, kind of missed a little bit.
No.
But for the most part, the book has looked fantastic. You know, it's just, I mean, it's written well, but I just don't care for what's being written.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's totally your call. I was just curious. Like, we haven't really had this full set down, like, what your typical issues were. You know what I mean? Because you were enjoying it, and then you just, like, it tailed off, so I didn't know where the tail off was.
It started, like, tailing off when there was like 75 straight issues of Bane.
Okay, it was only like six, but okay.
Yeah, whatever it was. Like, for me, there's a couple things that will just, like, turn me off from a Batman story. Bane getting married, and that's pretty much where my list ends.
Okay, so
also the kite man stuff.
So, yeah. So, in issue 53, when they're no longer married or something happens, are you hopping back on then?
I don't know.
So,
honestly, at this point, I really don't know. At some point, I know Martin went back and started reading from the beginning. I don't know if he's caught up or not.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, I'm sure I will resume the series. That, you know, I'll start from where I left off, because I'm not going to read the 35 issues again.
Right.
But I don't see that happening anytime soon.
But see, the one thing that you were complaining about, I guess that's where I'm confused at, is because I know you don't like Bane as a character or as a villain. Or, yeah, you don't.
Yeah,
right?
No.
But, like, in those issues, he was doing Batman things. There was 500 Bane henchmen, and he was totally kicking ass, like, wave after wave after wave.
Oh, I don't disagree with that. I just don't like Bane.
Okay.
You know, like, Batman in those books was fine.
Right.
But where I started, you know, where I started losing interest in the story itself was, I didn't really care for naked Bane sitting on the thing fighting everybody. I'm like, this is just ridiculous.
Well, yeah, it's ridiculous. It's a damn comic book.
Yes, I understand that, but it was ridiculous for a comic book. You know, it was, I don't know. And, like, from there, I'm trying to think where it went right after that. But, like, I think for me, some of the parts of the series, or I guess overall, the parts of Batman in Rebirth that I've liked the most, mm-hmm. is his dealing with trying to help Gotham Girl.
Yeah.
Because, you know, after her brother died and she goes completely nuts, mm-hmm. he's trying to bring her back from the brink because that's where he's lived his life. You know, like out of everyone and everything, he is the one person that legitimately knows what she's going through. Where, you know, and it was interesting seeing how he was trying to help. And I mean, I guess it, not at first, but eventually kind of succeeded in getting her back to being a functional member of society.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, like parts of, like I said, parts of the stuff with, I enjoyed a lot of the Batman and Superman training Jonathan and Damian. Mm-hmm. That was fun. The first arc in Trinity I thought was fantastic. But like overall, like even I was thinking about it today. I read I guess the last issue of Detective.
Yeah.
Not the annual. I think the annual came out this week. I read it was the last issue, which sort of I guess is coming close to wrapping up the Clayface thing.
Yeah.
And like as I'm reading Detective, I'm like, I don't even find this as interesting as I used to. And I don't know what it is. I honestly that one I couldn't even tell you. But just like overall, it's really weird that, you know, for a bit anyway, because I lost interest in Action Comics too, but like Superman, when have I ever enjoyed Superman more than Batman? And the answer is never. Until Rebirth.
Yeah, well,
that's all.
Bendis
takes over.
Well, Bendis isn't really taking over though.
He's taking over like every Superman book.
I didn't think he was taking over the main one or Action. He was just doing.
No, it looks like he is going to be writing everything.
Huh. I just thought he was doing a miniseries, and then he was going to do Brave and the Bold.
No, because I thought, who was it, Juergens? I thought he said he tweeted something out or wrote something about, you know, he's been real happy with the work that he's done on Superman, and you know he thinks that he's left everything set up.
Hmm. Okay. Well, that's cool. I just, yeah. I don't know. I just wanted us to do an episode and do a Batman debate, which it really wasn't too much of a debate. It was just,
well, yeah,
I mean, how we felt about,
right.
Instead of, you know, I could tweet at you if you'd like, and we could start an online petition about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I just wanted to do an episode where. Because there's not, I mean, once one of us drops the book, it's hardly ever that we talk about that book again.
Yeah, which is weird. How the hell do we have a DC podcast and not talk about Batman more often? But, you know, step it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you want to wrap this one up or you got more?
Well, just quick. Brian Michael Bendis is... Now, Superman and Action Comics are going to become monthly instead of biweekly.
Okay.
And it looks like he is taking over both of those after he finishes writing whatever the 6-issue miniseries is going to be.
Okay.
Which sort of it's hard to tell because he said that there's going to be like wholesale changes to Superman and Rebirth. And that, to me, right there, means I'm not going to like any of it. You know, I mean, I have not read a lot of Marvel stuff in the past, 25 years. And so, honestly, I don't know off the top of my head if I've ever actually read anything that he's written. I know he has a huge following. And he's been very successful, so I'm curious to see what he does with Superman. But I mean, at the same time, like, for me at least, like, the Superman comic is the best that Superman has ever been. So I'm coming at it with, you know, a little bit of weariness. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. I'll give it a shot still, because there's some Brian Michael Bendis stuff that I like. So
yeah, like, honestly, what are his like most well received stories that maybe I could look something up and try and read it when I have no time?
Well, there's the Jessica Jones Alias.
Oh, you know what? Okay, so I have read him.
And then Ultimate Spider-Man, which you won't like. Powers.
Didn't read that.
Yeah. I mean, there's other stuff that I doubt that you would like.
I mean, pretty much anything Spider-Man is going to be a no.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. All right, you want to wrap this one up then?
Sure. You got nothing else?
I don't got anything else.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Absolute DC Podcast. I almost forgot the name of the show. I remembered what it was, and I forgot.
Yeah, see?
You know, if you would like to tweet me directly, you could at Aaron S. Bell.
I am Ron Barr 316.
You could tweet the show directly at DC _ Absolute.
You're terrible.
What?
Forget the Twitter handle. Forget the...
No, I didn't forget name. The Twitter handle. You threw me off because you just said, instead of you could tweet me at Ron Barr, you said, I am Ron Barr 316. And I had this weird image of like a whole room full of people where someone is like, who is Ron Barr 316? And like nobody stands up. And then one guy finally stands up and he's like, I am Ron Barr 316. And then like somebody else stands up and goes, no, I am Ron Barr 316. And then I would stand up and be like, who cares? Just tweet us at DC _ Absolute. And we will see you next time. DC Absolute.
Hell yeah.
Now that wasn't terrible.
That was pathetic. Ooh.
Nerdy Legion.
Nerdylegion.com.